احشروا الذين ظلموا وأزواجهم وما كانوا يعبدون.
Then will the command be given. Muster all the wrongdoers and their spouses and the deities whom they used to serve. Muster all the wrongdoers. The word wrongdoers used here consists not only of those who had wronged others. The Quranic usage of the term applies to all those who are rebellious, headstrong, and disobedient of God.
And their spouses and the deities.
The word azwaj used here might denote their wives who were accomplices in their rebellion against God. Or it might denote all those who, like them, were rebellious, defiant, and disobedient of God. The verse may also mean that the culprits of each category will be classified separately. Apart from Allah, and direct them to the path of hell. Apart from Allah. The reference here is to two kinds of deities. A. Those human beings and devils who desired and strove in order that human beings abandon God and worship them instead of Him. B. The idols, trees, and stones, and so on, that have been the objects of worship in the world. The deities of the former category will be reckoned as culprits and hurled into hell. As for the deities of the second category, they will be cast into hell along with their devotees, so that the latter may perpetually witness them and remain immersed in shame and remorse. In addition to them, there is a third category of deities. This category consists of those that were objects of people's worship, but this was never at their behest or with their approval. These consist of angels, prophets, and saints who always ask people not to worship anyone besides the one true God. Quite obviously, there is no question of these deities being cast into hell along with their devotees.
وَقِفُوهُمْ إِنَّهُمْ مَسْئُولُونَ
And detain them there. They will be called to account.
مَا لَكُمْ لَا تَنَاصَرُونَ
How is it that you are not helping one another?
بَلْ هُمُ الْيَوْمَ مُسْتَسْلِمُونَ
Indeed, today they are surrendering themselves completely. Indeed, today they are surrendering themselves completely. The first part of the statement will be addressed to the culprits, and the second to the general public, as they watch those culprits being dispatched to hell. This passage depicts the true state of those culprits. They will not be able to muster any resistance. The so-called honorable and respectable figures of this world will be publicly disgraced. The clergy, with pretensions to divinity, will also be thrown into hell. Devotees will no longer care for their lords. Rather, they will turn away from them. Even passionate lovers will desert one another. In portraying this scene, the Quran stresses the point that the mutual ties of men, rooted in rebellion of God, will be severed in the hereafter. Those who strut about arrogantly in the world will be made to eat dust.
وَأَقْبَلَ بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ يَتَسَاءَلُونَ
They will then turn towards each other and start wrangling.
قَالُوا إِنَّكُمْ كُنْتُمْ تَأْتُونَنَا عَنِ الْيَمِينَ
The followers will say to their leaders, You used to come to us from the right hand. You used to come to us from the right hand. The word al-yamin carries many connotations. If it is taken in the sense of power and strength, it would mean that the weak were dragged by the strong to the path of error. Alternatively, if it is taken to mean goodness, it would mean that they betrayed them, although they pretended to be their sincere well-wishers, for they assured the weak that the path they showed them would lead to their success. This is what deceived them. If, however, this word is regarded as a synonym of an oath, it would mean that they swore that what they were expounding was nothing but the truth.
قَالُوا بَلْ لَمْ تَكُونُوا مُؤْمِنِينَ
They will say, Nay, you yourselves were not the ones who would believe.
وَمَا كَانَ لَنَا عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ سُلْطَانِ بل كنتم قوما طاغين.
We had no power over you. You were a rebellious people.
فحق علينا قول ربنا إنا لذائقون.
And so we became deserving of the word of our Lord that we shall be made to suffer chastisement.
فأغويناكم إنا كنا غاوين.
So we led you astray. We ourselves were strayed. So we led you astray. We ourselves were strayed. For further details, see Towards Understanding the Quran, Surah Sabah, 34, Notes 51 to 53, paragraphs 190 to 182 above.
فَإِنَّهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ فِي الْعَذَابِ مُشْتَرِكُونَ.
On that day, they will all share the chastisement. On that day, they will all share the chastisement. Both false gods and their devotees, the leaders as well as the led, will share a terrible punishment in the hereafter. The devotees' plea that they were misled by others will not be entertained, nor will those who mislead them be exonerated on the grounds that the latter were not seekers of the truth.
إِنَّا كَذَلِكَ نَفْعَلُ بِالْمُجْرِمِينَ.
Thus do we treat the culprits.
إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا إِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ.
Whenever it was said to them, there is no true deity apart from Allah, they waxed proud.
وَيَقُولُونَ أَإِنَّا لَتَارِكُوا آلِهَتِنَا لِشَاعِرٍ مَجْنُونٍ.
And said, shall we forsake our deities for the sake of a distracted poet?
بَلْ جَاءَ بِالْحَقِّ وَصَدَّقَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ.
They say so, although he brought the truth and confirmed the veracity of the messengers. They say so, although he brought the truth and confirmed the veracity of the messengers.
Bearing out the veracity of the messengers carries the following three meanings, and it appears that all three are intended here. A. That he did not oppose any earlier messenger. Rather, he affirmed belief in all of God's earlier messengers. Hence, there was no reasonable basis for the followers of a messenger to be prejudiced against him. B. That he did not expound any novel message. Rather, his message consisted of what the earlier messengers had expounded from the very beginning. C. That the tidings given by the earlier messengers about him were fully applicable to him.
إنكم لذائق العذاب الأليم.
They will be told, you shall taste the grievous chastisement.
وما تجزون إلا ما كنتم تعملون.
You will only be recompensed according to your deeds.
إِلَّا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ الْمُخْلَصِينَ.
But Allah's chosen servants shall be spared this woeful end.
أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ رِزْقٌ مَعْلُومٌ.
For them awaits a known provision. For them awaits a known provision.
For them awaits a known provision, one whose qualities have already been described. This provision they feel fully assured of receiving and receiving continually.
فواكه وهم مكرمون.
A variety of delicious fruits, and they shall be honored. A variety of delicious fruits.
Implicit in this is the subtle hint that food in paradise will be for enjoyment rather than for nutrition. Food there will not be the fuel for the body because man will not experience hunger, nor will man be in need for food for survival. This explains why the word fawakih, fruits, is mentioned in connection with the food of paradise, which carries the dominant nuance of enjoyment rather than simply of nutrition.
فِي جَنَّاتِ النَّعِيمِ
In the gardens of bliss.
عَلَى سُرُرٍ مُتَقَابِلِينَ
They will be seated upon couches set face to face.
يُطَافُ عَلَيْهِمْ بِكَأْسٍ مِّن مَّعِينٍ
A cup filled with wine from its springs will be passed around to them. A cup filled with wine. The verse does not make a specific mention of wine. It is, however, implied by the use of the word qaz. This word is used only for the cup that contains an intoxicating drink. This word is never used if the cup contains milk or water, or even if it is empty.
From its springs.
It will be unlike the wine that is produced in the world from fruit and grain by means of fermentation. Rather, it will flow naturally in the form of springs and lakes. This point is elaborated in the following words in the Quran elsewhere. In paradise, there shall be rivers of wine of delight to those that drink. Muhammad 47:15
will be passed around to them.
It is not specified as to who will circulate the goblets of wine among the inmates of paradise. This point is elaborated in the following verses. Youths as fair as hidden pearls will be set apart to wait upon them. They will be running to and fro to serve them. Al-Tur 52:24 There, boys of everlasting youth shall go about attending them. When you see them, you would think that they are scattered pearls. Al-Dahr 76:19 The preceding point has been amplified in the ahadith narrated by Anas ibn Malik and Samura ibn Jundab. According to these traditions, the children of polytheists will serve as page boys for the inmates of paradise. Abu Dawud, Al-Tayalisi, Tabarani, and Bazar. These reports are weak in terms of their chains of narrators. It is nonetheless evident from other ahadith that young children will be admitted to paradise. We also learn from ahadith that righteous parents will enjoy the company of their children in paradise. This leaves out only those parents who will not enter paradise. It is therefore logical that their children will serve as page boys in paradise.
بيضاء لذة للشاربين
White, sparkling wine, a delight to the drinkers.
لا فيها غول ولا هم عنها ينزفون
There will neither be any harm in it for their body nor will it intoxicate their mind.
There will neither be any harm in it for their body nor will it intoxicate their mind.
This wine will be free from both the defects that usually mar wine in the world. These defects are its stench which is unbearable, its bad taste also offends, and the fact that it hurts both the stomach and the brain. Then it soars upwards to the brain and causes severe headaches. It also adversely affects the liver and ruins one's health as such. Another big disadvantage of drinking is that it causes intoxication followed by a hangover. One loses self-control and acts in a foolish manner. One drinks wine only for the sake of transient pleasure, exposing oneself to all these harms. God makes it clear that while wine in paradise will be a delight to the drinkers, it will be altogether free of the kinds of defects mentioned above.
وَعِندَهُمْ قَاصِرَاتُ الطَّرْفِعِينَ
Theirs shall be wide-eyed maidens with bashful restrained glances.
Theirs shall be wide-eyed maidens.
That is, their glances will be restricted to their spouses.
With bashful restrained glances.
It is likely that these may be the girls who died before reaching the age of discretion and whose parents do not deserve to enter paradise. This is analogous to the case of the young boys whose parents are not admitted to paradise and who will serve as page boys there. See note 26 above. Likewise, such girls will serve as huris. Their state of youth will endure, and God knows best.
كَأَنَّهُنَّ بَيْضٌ مَكْنُونَ
So delicate as the hidden peel under an egg's shell.
So delicate as the hidden peel under an egg's shell.
Literally, this stands for hidden or preserved eggs. Scholars of tafsir, however, have interpreted it variously. The true interpretation of it is evidently that narrated by Salama from the Prophet, peace be upon him. When she requested him to define it, he replied, "They will be as soft and tender as the fine covering inside the eggshell." Tabari, Tafsir, comments on verse 49.
فَأَقْبَلَ بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ يَتَسَاءَلُونَ
Then, some of them will turn to others and will ask each other.
قَالَ قَائِلٌ مِّنْهُمْ إِنِّي كَانَ لِي قَرِينٌ
One of them will say, I had a companion in the world.
يَقُولُ أَإِنَّكَ لَمِنَ الْمُصَدِّقِينَ
Who used to say, Are you also one of those who confirm the truth of life after death? Who used to say, Are you also one of those who confirm the truth? The unbelievers used to tease the believers, asserting that their affirmation of the afterlife simply betrayed their superstitiousness.
أَإِذَا مِتْنَا وَكُنَّا تُرَابًا وَعِظَامًا أَإِنَّا لَمَدِينُونَ
After we are dead and have become all dust and bones, shall we still be requited?
قَالَ هَلْ أَنْتُمْ مُطَّلِعُونَ
He will say, Do you wish to know where he is now?
فَاطَّلَعَ فَرَآهُ فِي سَوَاءِ الْجَحِيمِ
Then he will look downwards and will see him in the depths of hell.
قَالَ تَاللَّهِ إِن كِدْتَ لَتُرْدِينِ
He will say to him, By Allah, you almost ruined me.
ولولا نعمة ربي لكنت من المحضرين.
But for Allah's favor, I should be one of those who have been mustered here. But for Allah's favor, I should be one of those who have been mustered here.
This points to the faculties of sight, hearing, and speech granted to man in the hereafter. A person sitting in paradise will easily be able to know the condition of someone who is undergoing severe punishment in hell. He will be able to do so just by casting his glance downwards to see him without using any equipment such as a television. He will also be able to remain directly in touch and even converse with others, even though there might be a great distance separating them.
أَفَمَا نَحْنُ بِمَيِّتِينَ
So, are we not going to die?
إِلَّا مَوْتَتَنَا الْأُولَى وَمَا نَحْنُ بِمُعَذَّبِينَ
Except for our first death, and shall we suffer no chastisement? Except for our first death, and shall we suffer no chastisement?
It is evident from the tenor of the discourse that while speaking to an inmate of hell, the dwellers of paradise will turn to soliloquy. What he says in this regard fully expresses his sense of ecstatic wonder at the idyllic state in which he finds himself. Clearly, this is not directed at anyone in particular, for he is found talking to himself and is expressing his innermost feelings. He marvels at his good fortune insofar as he is immune from death and punishment. His admission to paradise has brought to an end every hardship and suffering. He is also blessed with everlasting life. Overpowered by these feelings, he is unable to contain himself and exclaims, asking whether all this is true.
إِنَّ هَذَا لَهُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ
Surely, this is the supreme triumph.
لِمِثْلِ هَذَا فَلْيَعْمَلِ الْعَامِلُونَ
For the like of it, should the workers work.
أَذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ نُزُلًا أَمْ شَجَرَةُ الزَّقُّومِ
Is this a better hospitality or the tree of Al-Zakum? Is this a better hospitality or the tree of Al-Zakum?
Zakum is the name of a tree that grows in Tihama.
It has an intensely bitter taste as well as a bad odor. The juice released by its leaves causes swelling in the body. This is perhaps the very same tree that is called Duhar in the subcontinent. We have made this tree a trial for the wrongdoers. We have made this tree a trial for the wrongdoers. On hearing this, those who denied the hereafter found another pretext to taunt the Quran and ridicule the Prophet, peace be upon him. They would giggle uncontrollably at the idea that trees should grow in a hell that is filled with blazing fire.
إِنَّهَا شَجَرَةٌ تَخْرُجُ فِي أَصْلِ الْجَحِيمِ
It is a tree that grows in the nethermost part of hell.
طَلْعُهَا كَأَنَّهُ رُؤُوسُ الشَّيَاطِينِ
Its spades are like the heads of Satan's. Its spades are like the heads of Satan's. This should not give rise to the misunderstanding that since no one has seen the head of Satan, it cannot be likened to the spades of the zakum tree. For this is an imaginative simile. Such similes are an integral part of the literature of every language. For example, fairy is a common metaphor to indicate the zenith of feminine beauty. By the same token, witch is used as a metaphor for describing utmost ugliness. A pious person with a halo of spirituality around him is likened to an angel. In contrast, an evil person is likened to Satan.
فَإِنَّهُمْ لَآكِلُونَ مِنْهَا فَمَالِئُونَ مِنْهَا الْبُطُونَ
The people of hell will surely eat of it, filling their bellies with it.
ثُمَّ إِنَّ لَهُمْ عَلَيْهَا لَشَوْبًا مِّنْ حَمِيمٍ
Then, on top of it, they will have a brew of boiling water.
ثُمَّ إِنَّ مَرْجِعَهُمْ لَإِلَى الْجَحِيمِ
Then, their return will be to the same blazing hell. Then, their return will be to the same blazing hell. This shows that when the inmates of hell are overpowered by hunger and thirst, they will be dragged to a spot full of zakum trees and springs of boiling water. Then, after they have had their fill of both, they will be returned to hell.
إِنَّهُمْ أَلْفَوْا آبَاءَهُمْ
These are the ones who found their fathers steeped in error.
فَهُمْ عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمْ يُهْرَعُونَ
And they are running in their footsteps. And they are running in their footsteps. They never made use of their reason to examine their inherited ways. Blindly, they turned to the ways they had found their predecessors treading.
وَلَقَدْ ضَلَّ قَبْلَهُمْ أَكْثَرُ الْأَوَّلِينَ
Before them, a multitude of people of olden times had erred.
وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا فِيهِمْ مُنذِرِينَ
And we had sent among them messengers to warn them.
فَانْظُرْ كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الْمُنذَرِينَ
Observe then, what was the end of those that had been warned?
إِلَّا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ الْمُخْلَصِينَ
Except for the chosen servants of Allah.